Listeners, this is Sarah Safransky, editor of ITO America. Today I will be speaking with Ronald France, the Process Information Officer within the Global Purchasing Supply Chain at General Motors, one of the world's largest automakers with locations across 140 countries. Ronald joined GM in September of 1998 and most previously held the position of CIO for the regions of Latin America, Africa, and the Middle East. He will be speaking with me today about GM's IT purchasing supply chain. Thank you for joining me, Ronald.
Yes, good afternoon.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and jump right into my first question here. Did the economic downturn affect how you manage GM's IT purchasing supply chain?
Yes, it has. Actually, it has brought a lot of intense focus on our internal cost structures and the cost drivers, obviously adjusting to us resizing the organization. It was one of the priorities that we had to undertake, making certain that when we are reducing our user base and reducing our plants, that we reflect that in our IT systems. But furthermore, going after opportunities for consolidating our application base that we have, focusing on the benefits that we gain from adoption of global solutions that we have promoted and extended the use of, and thereby eliminating local systems that had been inefficient for us. So in all, we have used this as an opportunity to streamline IT in support of the global supply chain requirements and adjusting it to the new scope that we are representing and also gaining efficiencies in the process.
Great. And speaking of efficiencies, what quality control measures do you use to ensure that the information going into your supply chain management system is accurate?
Yeah, we have built over a number of years, we have built a substantial system controls into our framework that houses on the premise of building what we call gold sources of data. Making certain that we have a primary system that delivers and manages all of our engineering specifications, to make certain that we have a gold build for all of the buildable options of vehicles around the globe. From there, then, driving all the supply chain impacting sources, including the parts suppliers, using container suppliers, logistics providers, all of the master information that is necessary to drive into all corners of our supply chain. We have master data, master builds that we are managing very tightly. That then coupled with our approach towards block point releasing of software. So when we do make changes in our environment, we do that in an orderly fashion at given times. So that one can plan and control those, which includes intensive testing. And on top of that, we have verification processes in place that would pick up on inconsistencies, data errors, transmission mistakes that are to be sorted out between either a supplier and GM. We have the business engaged in helping us do that on a periodic basis in order to minimize any type of disruption. On top of that, we have control reports that highlight up to about 40 weeks out if there are any potential shortages of parts or components that could come and arise from disruptions in supply lines or capacity shortages that may occur, for instance, as a result of a natural disaster or any other disruptions that may have affected a key supplier. We do have that on our radars that we can assess and then pursue mitigation.
Great. And how do you guarantee seamless communication between GM and all of the IT suppliers that you work with?
Yeah, GM has been operating in a outsourced model for a very long time, going back to the early 80s. In that, from that experience, we have very mature processes in place working with our suppliers. One of the key enablers has been our consistency in the way we are contracting for IT services. We have, as part of our what we call third generation of outsourcing, we have adopted a standard contracting framework for all the suppliers that we are operating with in the NT environment. We have strategic suppliers as a key set of suppliers we are operating with, who basically have the same contracts, the same type of engagement model. And that helps in making certain that the suppliers work well with one another as well as they work with us. In addition to this, we have been stressing and honing and maturing the way we are utilizing industry standards for the operational model. For instance, ITIL is just one of the examples that we commonly buy into, so that we are standardizing the way you deal with issue resolutions, with going after root cause assessments and coming up with solutions for further improvements in our environments. With regards to plans, future changes that have to be done, we have various forums of interactions at all levels of the IT organization in order to streamline on which activities need to be done, the cadence of these activities, and then we have a monitoring and management process in place to follow up on those. We have escalation processes in place in the event that things do not pan out the way they were intended. We have a very formalized processes in place to then pursue the mitigations and corrections. We use extensive reviews, again, all the way up from our project managers, all the way up to the senior IT leaders working with the senior IT counterparts at our suppliers to exchange programs, requirements, align the objectives. And that has been working for, as I said, for AGM for a long time, and we feel very comfortable in that it has been successful so far in managing the requirements of IT supporting our business around the globe.
Great. With all these processes in place and all the strategies that you guys have been kind of perfecting over the years, do you believe there's room for GM to improve its IT supply chain, or have you reached a point where you've pretty much perfected the process to some degree?
Well, working the global supply chain, you are never done. It is a journey. You will always find opportunities and reasons for change, be it that the economic centers are moving or maturing. In our case, for instance, international markets have become substantially stronger over the last several years, and thereby, obviously, our supply chain had to adjust, and we took advantage of the opportunities that some of the emerging markets represent as a supply source. So being always in the position and on the lookout for capitalizing on these opportunities drives the need and the necessity for further adjustments. In addition to that, looking at the way our business is going forward, we are spending a lot of time on trying to contribute towards helping the business manage with less, for instance, inventory on hand, dealing with providing more visibility to the supply chain, particularly when you are sourcing from emerging markets where there is a longer lead time that you experience in bringing components and parts to bear, and ensuring that that all the suppliers are timely informed about what your needs are, what the volumes are, what the changes are. So there is constant opportunity for improvement. And last but not least, it's also our ability to collaborate with our suppliers. We have, and we are placing a lot of emphasis now on honing and maturing further how we work with our suppliers, engage them early in even the design process so that we can get their inputs. And that also requires for IT to be ready to facilitate that early engagement through collaborative technology. We are enabling reaching out to suppliers to provide them opportunities for early notifications and so forth. So we have still plenty of work to do to keep up with the ever-changing world of supply chain.
Okay, so with all the buzz about cloud computing around lately, I have to ask, have you considered moving GM's technology supply chain to the cloud, or have you done so already?
Well, I can say for years, GM has already been operating in a form of cloud. You would probably consider it more a private cloud because we have not owned data centers for many years. We have and don't manage and operate as servers. So if you wish, we have been leveraging data centers of our suppliers, which are the same data centers that are being used to serve other clients and other customers, and including the public, if you wish. So from that perspective, we do consider ourselves having had extensive experience in working in a private cloud. But when you look at the cloud computing terminology, I think it is mostly related towards along with going into shared cloud environment. And that's an area that we are assessing and evaluating what kind of opportunities that may represent as a further improvement over the cloud, the private cloud that we have been experiencing for years. So areas where this potentially could apply are, for instance, in the development and test environments, where we could assess whether there is more flexibility perhaps to be had from adopting a shared cloud environment where you might be able to increase or decrease the capacity requirements you have depending on the kind of developmental activities that you are pursuing. In addition to this, we are looking for where are there non-critical, non-sensitive applications that possibly could be hosted in a shared cloud environment. Furthermore, we are looking at to what extent and to what degree do we feel that we want to and are able to utilize shared environments. I mean, sharing a server, sharing disk storage, sharing disk drives. To what extent do you want to go in being open to making this completely transparent? And we have teams in process right now looking at the various opportunities, and I'm sure we will be experimenting and starting several pilots not too long from now.
So in addition to these pilots, what other goals do you have for GM's IT supply chain in 2010?
In 2010, we are very closely aligned to our business objectives, and that drives that we take our global solutions that we have, our core solutions we have for the purchasing and supply chain space, and take it into more GM locations or even joint venture locations. We have several deployments in overseas markets that we are pursuing. Further streamlining our deployments here in even in the United States, bringing sites into the global template that previously were not utilizing those. One example is the recent acquisition of our CAMI plant in Canada. We are assessing the timing for bringing that facility into our global standards. We are looking at enhancing and improving our supplier collaboration environment. We will be basically replacing an in-house portal environment with a market offering that we perceive is going to be more competitive and more function-rich in the future. And we will be further improving our logistics environment in terms of providing our business the ability to analyze the vast amount of data that we are collecting and helping to secure the respective logistics agreements, be it domestically or be it internationally, so that we can optimize the kind of contracting that we can perform there.
Okay, I was just speaking to Ronald Franz, Process Information Officer at General Motors. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you very much.
This interview is part of ITO America's Thought Leadership Series, an ongoing project that features one-on-one interviews with innovative thought leaders from top companies in North America. To download today's podcast, go to our website, www.itoamerica.com.